In January of 2025, Peruvian archaeologists announced the discovery of a network of tunnels in and around the city of Cusco in Peru. Now, this network is vast, and archaeologists were quick to attribute the entire construction of this network to the Inca. However, alternate historians have challenged this position. In fact, they've been challenging it for over 100 years, which begs the question, how is a position that archaeologists just took up a couple of days ago being challenged by alternate historians about a century ago? Well, I'm going to explain that to you. And by the end of this, you're going to realize that, well, archaeology stood in the way, directly in the way, of us actually making a discovery here and probably facilitated the looting of the site. So grab your blood pressure medications, sit your butt down, get some tea instead of coffee because you're going to need it for this one. Hi, my name's Dan and welcome to Dedunking. Now, despite having historians speak of the site for around 500 years now, numerous 16th century people saying that they knew of these tunnels, well, the tunnels were just discovered to academia this year. It's a little bit weird. The tunnels are known as the Coricancha, and they form a network under the entire city of Cusco. They connect like major features, including the Temple of the Sun and the complex, the military complex of Sacsayhuamán, not the military industrial complex. But anyway, the point is, there's a lot of other things too. The point is, this big old network of tunnels there that nobody really recognized before. Here, I used AI in my software to translate the Spanish-speaking whole breakdown of the mess. The entire video of this is in my Patreon, or channel members can watch it, or, you know, people that send me pictures of their grandma doing Fortnite dances, they could probably watch it too. But anyway, here's a clip.
El misterio de la Chincana en Cusco. Arqueólogos revelan pasajes subterráneos incas después de siglos de estar escondidos. Por siglos, las historias sobre la existencia de un intrincado pasaje subterráneo en Cusco, conocido como la Chincana, han sido consideradas un mito. Sin embargo, un equipo multidisciplinario liderado por los arqueólogos Jorge Acalero Flores y Mildred Fernández Palomino ha confirmado su existencia. Este túnel, construido por los incas, conecta el Coricancha, el majestuoso Templo del Sol, con la imponente fortaleza de Sacsayhuamán, y cuenta con ramales que se extienden por puntos estratégicos de la ciudad.
Now it's going to take a while for them to excavate everything there. I mean, this is a brand new discovery, right? It's not like they've had hundreds of years of people telling them where this is. It's not like it was the words of an anonymous Jesuit priest from around 500 years ago that told them where the entrance to the thing was.
Según las crónicas del jesuita anónimo al construir el hoy llamado Templo de la Compañía de Jesús, no se afectó la chincana porque esta pasaba por medio de las casas obispales, dando un punto del trazo de la chincana que se ubica detrás de la Catedral de Cusco. Así también, se indica que el trazo de la chincana tiene como uno de sus puntos de inicio Sacsayhuamán y el otro el Coricancha, atravesando dicho trazo por medio de la ciudad de Cusco.
But anyway, the first chronicler we know to speak of the tunnels was Anello Oliva. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. An Italian priest who came to convert the indigenous people in the late 16th century. And he spoke of a network of tunnels that stretched to the main roads and the buildings of Cusco. Known as the Chincana, the vast labyrinth was utilized by the Incas, according to Oliva. Now, this was not long after the initial conquest of the area, and the Siege of Cusco was basically the final chance for the Inca Empire to regain control of the region. So these tunnels were almost certainly part of a literal underground movement, like hiding codices and artifacts and probably people. Right? I mean, come on. Next, we have Friar Martin de Marrua, another missionary anxious to spread his band of religion to the Inca. He found himself fascinated with the culture, and he recorded not only the history of the conquest, but of the Inca history as well. He included myths, legends, and the tunnels. Well, they caught his attention. He spoke of the Inca, who was ordered to make the connecting tunnel between the Temple of the Sun and the fortress of Sacsayhuamán. Now, it is noteworthy that he only mentions specific portions of the tunnels that were built by the Inca. He doesn't say all of them were built by the Inca. Now, it could be that the Inca hid information from him, or it could be that the Inca didn't know everything, or it could be the Inca were hiding artifacts inside of those tunnels while the Spanish were running amok around the place, which, in my opinion, is a pretty good hypothesis. And if that was the case, in all honesty, that would explain why, you know, he wasn't exactly told everything. You wouldn't want him to know everything, would you? And it would honestly explain the next guy's account. Garcilaso de la Vega, a man who had a noble-born Inca for a mother and a Spanish conquistador for a father, wrote of the region of Cusco, and he spoke of the tunnels at length. In fact, he spoke of playing in them as a child, and even the bravest of the Inca being afraid to enter the labyrinth without having a string tied to themselves in a tree outside of the entrance. Now, Vega tells us the tunnels lacked arches and instead used wooden crossbeams to support the structure. And this is speculation on my part, but it seems to me one of two things are most likely the reason for the Inca's fear of the tunnels. Either they had hidden so much inside of these tunnels that they did not want other people to look inside of them, like, very much beyond the entrance, so they made it scary, and you tie a rope to yourself just to penetrate the entrance, oh my god. Or perhaps they didn't build all the tunnels, and some of this were actually mysterious. Some of this was the ancestor culture, some of this was scary to even the bravest of the Inca, as Garcilaso de la Vega reports. Now, it's tough to say for sure, but Vega spoke of the tunnels being long and connecting several parts of the city. His accounts are perhaps the most intimate we have from those days, and he was allowed more access to these types of things than most Spanish people were, and most Inca. Other chroniclers from those days existed as well. For example, the anonymous priest that gave up the location to the entrance to the modern researchers. The fact of the matter is, the tunnels were so heavily written about, they became part of the Atlantis lost civilization lexicon by the early 20th century. People like Madame Blavatsky, who said the tunnels were made before the Inca and the Inca had inherited them, laid the groundwork for not only the modern lost civilization hunter to look with even more interest at Peru, and the groundwork was also laid for the rejection of these tunnels based on them being pseudoscience. I mean, this was a time when guys like Edgar Cayce, Nikola Tesla, and freaking Albert Einstein, all these guys, they all existed all at once. Edison, that's the guy, the light bulb guy, this thing right here. These guys, they were all like existing at the same time, right? And so you get this, like, this battle of pseudoscience versus science. And a lot of people, if you read the literature at the time, there's a lot of people that were just like, they kept to their old school beliefs in every area but one or two, and they were just like, brr. And it's cool because we got some innovations from people that were very stifled in other areas. However, it's important to point out that this was a time of science versus pseudoscience. And a lot of these ideas, like the tunnels, were rejected out of hand merely because of their association with pseudoscience. And that is a big deal. That's the opposite. You can claim to be team science all you want, but when you reject things out of hand, you are not being scientific. Alternate researcher Anselm P. Rambla assisted the Peruvian government in excavating the Temple of the Sun in the early 2000s, and he was certain the tunnels existed. He claimed as much, but his work was attacked heavily, mostly due to the fact that he believed in a, quote, advanced mother culture that existed in the distant past in an unknown location on the planet Earth.
Llegados a este punto, la pregunta se hace obvia. ¿Cómo pudieron construir una red geodésica tan inmensa, compleja y sofisticada? Forman parte de un verdadero complejo de centenares y centenares de kilómetros que recorren todo el territorio andino. El centro de esta red inmensa está situado en la ciudad del Cusco, llamada el Ónfalos del Mundo. Este es el verdadero misterio, el verdadero secreto de los Andes, el ombligo del mundo. Esta apertura de este importante lugar conllevaría para nuestra civilización uno de los máximos enigmas de nuestro pasado.
In something that is uncannily similar to the way that Dr. Hillman Natiwajaja was attacked for claiming there were tunnels, underneath Ganong Padang. Ganong Padang, however you pronounce that. We have the same kind of thing that happened here. P. Rambla was claimed to be full of crap because he's basically, he does believe in Atlantis-y type of stuff. And even though he not only used ground-penetrating radar and had a priest that worked at the site claiming to have seen the tunnels firsthand, his work was rejected out of hand, despite the fact the Peruvian government hired him and had him working with them. Archaeologists just said, meh, this is a bunch of crap, pseudoscience crap. You know what kind of guy that Rambla is, don't you? But again, he had a priest that corroborated him, but it's a priest, right? So what does that matter?
Mis hermanos que llevan por muchos siglos aquí y continuamente han sido transmitiendo, por ejemplo, que por este lugar salieron con un choclo de oro e hicieron la corona de la Virgen, y lo tenemos, ¿no? Lo tenemos.
O sea, está la corona. Entonces, la corona está en
está guardada. Está guardada. En determinado momento ya lo mostraremos. Esto nos dice que sí, pues hay tesoros, hay valores en este lugar, como también en otras zonas del Cusco, y esto nos interesa, creo que, descubrir a todos y mostrarlo para la posteridad, y sobre todo, ojalá, haciendo un museo de sitio en este mismo lugar.
El padre Gamarra, en 1993, cuenta la sagrada función de la chincana del Coricancha, relata el clérigo.
Father Gamarra claimed to have seen those tunnels, and archaeologists said, nah, this is all a bunch of crap. And for 20 years, well, mainstream academia said these tunnels don't exist, but I'll guarantee you the locals knew they existed. If that priest knew they existed, I'll pretty much guarantee you the locals did. I wonder how much they stole. I wonder how much was sold. I wonder how much ended up on the black market over those 20 years from the time that scientists, no, pseudoscientists and non-academics announced the fact that these things existed in the early 2000s using ground-penetrating radar. And they were rejected out of hand because of the kind of people they were. Their dad is a bunch of bullshit, suspect crap. So what happened? I wonder how many things were stolen from those tunnels. Because, let's be honest here, these tunnels were in the last place that the Peruvian royal family basically held out, was in Cusco. Like, Cusco was their capital, right? So, and the Temple of the Sun, when it was one of the major lootings of the freaking Inca. All right? And we have the Aztec recently, just this last year, they sold a bunch of codices back to the Spanish government, or to the Mexican government. Not back, but they sold them to the Mexican government. And the Mexican government, you know, they paid them like $500,000 for stuff that's worth way more than that. But the point is, these codices were in the hands of an indigenous family for a very long time. Well, we don't know exactly, maybe not the same family, but they were in the hands of a bunch of natives that had hidden them from the occupiers for a long-ass time. What do you think these tunnels held? All the way up until the last few years, what do you think they held? And what do you think we have lost? Because academics were like, well, I don't know. I think it's a bunch of crap. What do you think that's cost us? Now, it's hard to say, of course, what the Inca hid in those tunnels, and we will have to wait for the official investigation and the excavation for us to get any data beyond the basic layout. But we can glean a few things from what we know of the Inca and of the Spanish. Gold may well have been hidden in those tunnels. I mean, it was high on the list of things the Spanish wanted, after all. Then writings would be next. These were systematically destroyed by the Spaniards, so the safekeeping of a handful of codices that they still had access to would be high on the Inca's list of priorities to protect, perhaps even above gold, almost certainly above gold, to be honest. And finally, of the most interest to the alternate historian would be the artifacts. The sacred items used in the religious ceremonies are said to have been handed down over the ages. One such item was spoken of by the aforementioned Garcilaso de la Vega, the man who was a conquistador for a father and a noble Inca for a mother. He spoke of a ceremony where a fire was lit using the light of the sun and a concave mirror that was made of polished silver and worn on a bracelet by a high priest. The fire was said to be clean, pure, as it came directly from the sun and not from a bonfire or wooden fire. And the artifact? Well, that bracelet has never been seen since the times of the conquest. Now, Vega himself never saw this bracelet. People just told him about it. So this is, you know, he never knew this thing actually existed. This is just something that people told him about. And, well, maybe it was in those tunnels. Because, you know, here's the thing. It would be really interesting to see what was in those tunnels. Because for 100 years... people outside of academia knew the tunnels existed. People that were into alternate history, they knew the tunnels existed. And the locals knew the tunnels existed. The only people that were, like, should be in know that didn't know the tunnels existed were archaeologists, was mainstream academia. And the only reason for that was because of their knee-jerk reaction to the people who were talking about them. So for 100 years, there was a market. There's people outside of the country that are aware that these tunnels exist, and they want to know what's in them. There are locals that know these tunnels exist that want to loot them. And there is no freaking checks and balances from any official source because the archaeologists are going, these are not real. So what the fuck did we lose, man? Who knows? I mean, I'll tell you what, we lost a lot. I'll guarantee that at the very least, there's a big, fat, fucking hole where none should be in our knowledge, thanks to the arrogance and the egos of some academics that happen to be archaeologists and anthropologists who would rather pretend that they know better than actually look. When ground penetrating radar isn't good enough for them, instead, well, who did the ground penetrating radar? Fuck you guys. This is not science, this is ideology. Anyway, next time that you go to say, it sure sucks that we've lost so much knowledge of the Inca. Thanks a lot, Spaniards. Remember to also be like, and archaeologists, because they're number two on that list. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.